lo quiere por nadie, votamos tan nada por lo mismo.
Father in heaven, we bless your name today. We lift up your holy name. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you gave to us. We thank you for the blood of your Son that has redeemed us. We thank you for your power through the gospel to save. And to break the chains of darkness. And to present us as a chaste bride unto you. We bring our hearts before you. We lift our cup before you. And we pray that you will fill us. We pray that you will pour out your spirit upon us. We pray, Lord, that you will touch us. And that we will be a new people. We'll be equipped for the work that you have called us unto. That our vision will be sharpened. That you will encourage our hearts. That you will lift up the hands that are weak. That you will heal every heart. That you will even heal the body. And you heal us in the inward mind. We ask for your presence. That you will be glorified. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amina. Sit down. We thank God for the wonderful opportunity we have to be here. And we thank God for the opportunity to bring us here. To meet with you. I want you to know that it is something special in God's heart. That you are special in God's heart. And God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And you are a labor of love. And that's why He's bringing people from different parts of the world to come to share fellowship with Him. My name is Chijoke from Nigeria. I'm a medical doctor. And I work in the university. And we are in Port Harcourt, which is on the Atlantic Ocean. We are very far from here. Amen. But God has brought us together. I always tell people that Uganda is special. Because Jesus drank the water from Uganda. Because the water that came from the Nile, Jesus drank from that water. So maybe that's why he has asked us to come. Amen.
Amen.
So we are here to receive the water of life. Jesus drank from the water of Nile, and now he's giving you the water of life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a conference. It's a seminar.
Seminar.
It is a house meeting.
So we
are meeting together as brethren
to
learn from one another.
And we are
here to sharpen our vision.
To
encourage those who are discouraged. And I know that as the word of God goes forth, I think today and tomorrow, God is going to meet you at the point of your
name.
To show you how important you are, there is a brother who is coming from all the way from the United States of America.
United States of America.
And he is coming to meet with you. I just received a text message that he is now in Nairobi. And he's going to be flying down to Entebbe this evening. And tomorrow he'll be here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a very special meeting. So I want you to open your heart. If you have any questions on anything, what we are going to teach you, or something that you know has been on your heart, you want an answer, we will be happy for you to bring it so that we can share together. So we are going to go into the Word of God, because everything we do must be based on the Word of God. And the first scripture I want to give to you, you find in 1 Corinthians 3. Because we have so many things to discuss, I will have so little time. I will want you to write down the scriptures so that you will go and study it yourself. Because I may not have time to read all the scriptures. If I read all the scriptures, we will not cover up a lot of things. So if your heart is hungry, then God is going to fill you. But if you are not hungry, then you are not going to get much. So you are the one that will determine how much you will get. I have two charts to teach you. Each one of them will take 1 week. Each one will take 1 week. This one will take 1 month. This one alone. And I have two other ones, the next page. And I want you to open your heart. Now, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 3 that the word of God is like milk. It's like milk. I know many of you know about milk because you have cows. I see you are farmers. There's a lot of distraction. Is there any problem? Okay, so those of you who have milk, I want you to tell me. Those of you who are adults, do you feed on milk?
Munywa amata.
You give milk to children, isn't
it
also? The little baby, you give milk. But when you give milk to my brother here, he will say thank you very much.
Are you
still waiting for the main food to come?
Maybe.
So those of us who are adults, milk cannot feed us. When you drink milk, it is just something to open your stomach.
Maybe
because you want something stronger. Milk is for small children. But many of us have been drinking milk even though we are adults. And that is why, even though we have been Christians for so many years, we are still like small babies in the things of God. And that's why we are like small babies before God, before the devil. The devil is still ruling your life. Many of us, we are still ruled by sin. Many of us, we are still ruled by traditions. Many of us, we are still ruled by the world. And the reason is because we are still children. A small child is ruled by the things around him. But the purpose of this ministry is to make us to grow. So we'll grow and become mature sons of God. To be a mature son of God, you must eat strong meat. You must be blessed by the things of God. I don't know if our voice is carrying to the back because of the rain. Or do we need to go to the middle? What do you think? We might need to go to the middle. I don't think they're hearing.
No, but you have told me that they are hearing.
They're hearing? Okay. Maybe you can go there to the middle so that when I speak, you can stay there. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we're talking about the Word of God. That you need the Word of God to grow. When you are born again, you are just like a baby. You are just like a baby. But God wants you to be a son. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, I want you to write it down. 1 John chapter 2. The Bible says that in the house of God, we have little children. We also have young men who are strong. They will have the mature sons who are fathers. So in the things of God, you have little children, you have sons, and then you have those who are fathers. So where are you? I say, what level are you? Are you a little child? Are you a strong young man? Or are you a father? Now, it doesn't depend on your physical age. All right, come a bit closer. Come a bit closer. Okay, stay there. Uh-huh. So it doesn't depend on your physical age. You can be an old man, but you are a small baby in the sight of God. Timothy was a young man, Timothy, but he was matured in the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Eh? We can wait more. So maybe we can take a song. Let's take a song. He's trying to resist us with the rain, but we'll get to it.
This place, this district, or this community,
yes,
county was much known in witchcraft.
Ah.
Whereby people they could sleep in the night, somebody comes and wakes them up in the night. Yes, so they do the work. In the morning, you find yourself that you are tired.
Okay, you know you are walking in the night.
Yeah. But now it's like the church is penetrating.
Yes, yes.
But we are getting through.
Amen. We are getting through. The devil cannot stop us. Amen.
Amen.
You do not seem excited. Amen.
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 Your mind is still at home.
Amasogo nebirozo byo bichari webino kubera. Bichari waka.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to bring your mind back to this place.
Kati njagala okomyewo obongobo eri ekipotino.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because today you are going to learn something you have not learned before.
Kubanga olwalero ogenda kubaka ekintu kyoyiga kyotayigangako.
God will give you something that will make you to be an overcomer.
Mukama agenda kubaka ekintu kyakwe kigenda okufuula omuwanguzi.
Many of us, we are afraid of the devil.
Omanyi abasinga tutya nnyo omulabe.
Many of us, we are afraid of what the devil is going to do against you.
Abamu tweraliikirira nnyo ne tutya nnyo olw'ekyo sitaani ky'agenda okutukolako.
You are bound by fear.
Tuli oba twetoddwa okutya.
But the scripture says you will know the truth.
Naye ekyawandiikibwa kigamba.
And the truth will set you free.
Nti mumanye amazima nago galibafuula beddembe.
Amen.
Amen.
Even to respond, you are not excited to respond at the word of God.
Amen.
Even to respond to the word of God, you are afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus has come to set you free.
Bible yegamba nti Mukama yajja okuwa eddembe.
Amen.
Amen.
And the word of God is being given to you today to set you free today.
Era Bible yegamba ekigambo kya Katonda kikuwereddwa olwaleero nikufuula ow'eddembe nate.
Amen.
Amen.
Many of you are still like babies.
Oboolyawo abamu mukyalinga bwana.
You are like babies in the things of God. In your mind, the devil is so powerful. But today, you will know that God is more powerful than the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of James, chapter 2, the Bible says that the devil believes in the power of God. And he trembles, he's afraid. The devil knows the power of God. And he's afraid of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that power of God is coming today. As this word of God goes out, as this word of God goes out today, as you hear the word of God, the word of God will come into your life. And it will break the chains of darkness. And set you free. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let us go back to this drawing. I want you to open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 16. Chapter 16. Deuteronomy. Chapter 16, verse 16. Amen.
Amen.
And I want one of you to read it. One of you who sees it should read. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, who has seen it? Yes. Good. So the verse 16, what does it say?
Kumi na mukaga Gambia tia.
It says three times.
Agambe mirundi esatu.
In the life of a Christian.
Mubulamu bomu Christai.
That you must have three experiences.
Oina okubanga okulamu ebintu mirundi esatu.
For the children of Israel. The Bible said that three times in the year. But for you and me, there are three experiences we must go through in our walk with God. The first experience you must go through is the experience of Passover. Passover is the first experience. How many of us have had that first experience with God? You have come into the experience of personal. Another way to describe Passover is to talk about being born again. How many of us have had that experience? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you very, very sure? Are you very, very, very sure? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I will describe for you what it is. When I finish describing it, I'll ask you the question again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Passover. Being born again. What does it mean? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a little child is born into the world, what is it that has happened to that little child? We can get the answer from David in the Psalms. David said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity."
Bible gamba, Dawudi agamba nti, "Bwe nazaliwa mu kibi,
and in sin did my mother conceive me."
Era
kibi mama ngi byanzalira.
Mu kibi mama wange mwanzalira.
Maybe you should do the interpretation so that, because we need to go far. We have a lot of things to cover. Don't worry, you're right. Amen. What? Okay, is it my intonation?
No, I think that he can be accurate with you.
Okay, very good. So, when a child is born, in sin. That child is born in iniquity. You have a little child in your hand. That child is very precious to you. But God is looking at that child. And God knows that child is born in sin.
He
is born in iniquity. In fact, the Bible even describes it in a special way. The Bible says that child is born in darkness. And someone will say, where can I find that in the Bible? You find it in John chapter 1. Write it down now. You know we are in a Bible school. Write it down. So you can go back and check it. In John chapter 1, he says, that Jesus is the true light. That gives light to every soul that comes into the world. You see from John chapter 1 verse 1 to 12. That's what he's telling you. In fact, in verse 18 of that John chapter 1. John chapter 3 verse 18 and 19. John chapter 3:18 and 19. The Bible said that man loves darkness. That man loves darkness. Because our nature is darkness. So when a child is born, he's born into darkness. If that child grows up and has PhD, becomes a doctor, becomes a lawyer, becomes the president of Uganda, becomes the richest man in Uganda, he is still in darkness. Do you understand? His soul is still dark. His soul is dark. He is blind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 4. The Bible said the God of this world, who is the devil, has blinded the eyes of those who do not know God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the scripture even says something else. Jesus said,
yes,
that God, you will not leave my soul in hell. Or suffer your Holy One to suffer corruption. That you will bring my soul out of hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the question is, what is hell? Hell is a realm of the spirit, where the souls of those who do not know God, that is where that they
are.
If that man goes through life and doesn't know God, he's not born again. If the light of God does not come into his soul, that soul will go to the lake of fire. Do you understand it?
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
Man is born into hell. Hell is not very far. Just like heaven is not very far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of you in the village, you understand what I'm talking about. Because you see, you are in contact with spirits. That's why you are afraid. Because you know spirits. Now I want to tell you today the origin of spirits. Somebody shout hallelujah. You are afraid. Me too, I come from village. I know spirits are in village. Hallelujah. But today you will receive the truth of God. That will make you to be bold. That will equip you to overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Colossians, in chapter 1, from verse 14 to the end, the Bible says something very interesting. The Bible says that Jesus Christ has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that there is a kingdom of darkness. There is a kingdom of darkness. I know you know. Because you have seen it in your family. There are spirits that work at the family level. They are called familiar spirits. As I'm talking to you now, your mind is going there. Because some of you have family idols. There are spirits that your family worships. There are spirits that have been transferred from your forefather to his father, to his father down. And they have told you that these spirits, there's nothing you can do. You cannot overcome them. They have told you that this particular problem you cannot overcome. What they are telling you is that there are familiar spirits. That spirit knows your weakness. It knows your strength. It knows your history. Because it has been working in your family from long time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a good news. When you receive the blood of Jesus Christ, your family changes. Hallelujah. You see, you are not excited because you are still afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you that your family has changed. In Ephesians chapter 3, write it down. Ephesians chapter 3. If you read from verse 14 down. In fact, the whole of that chapter 3. The Bible says you are now a member of the family of God. Hallelujah. My family is the family of God. I was born in Nigeria. But my family is from heaven. Hallelujah. The families, the spirit that works in my in the family I come from, no longer has authority over me. Because my family has changed. The question is, how did my family change? And that's why many of you do not know your family has changed. Because your salvation is not real, is weak. You don't know what it means to be born again. To be born again is more than you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are born again, your family changes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians chapter
6
tells us, verse 20 says you are bought with a price. You have been bought with a price. And that is why you must stop paying bride price. Dowry.
In fact,
dowry is from the devil. Because when you pay dowry, you reject the blood of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the dowry for you.
Hallelujah.
Many of you have problem with that. Because you think when you have a daughter, you are going to have money in your pocket. Money in your pocket. Hallelujah. But you have money in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are rich in God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ paid the price for you. Do you know the price? The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. I want to tell you about the blood of Jesus. Do you know what the blood of Jesus is? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many people here have seen the blood of Jesus? If you have seen the blood of Jesus, raise your hand. You have seen the blood of Jesus. How did you see the blood? How does it look like?
Okay, let me ask the question again. How many people have seen the blood of Jesus? With your eye. How does it look like? Amen.
Amen.
What you mean is that you believe in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How many people believe in the blood of Jesus? You see, many of us. But how many people have seen the blood of Jesus? Nobody. Hallelujah. Do you know why? The blood of Jesus is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus is older than your family spirit. You see, you're not happy. Do you know what that means? The blood of Jesus is more powerful than the spirit that works in your family. The blood of Jesus was shed from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the foundation of your faith is stronger. Is bigger. Is older. And more powerful than any spirit. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus was shed from the foundation of the world. Even before God created Adam. Even before Adam sinned. The blood had been shed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in Egypt, God told Moses something. You take the blood and you put it on top of the door, on the doorpost, on the lintel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That when the angel of death comes, or when any unclean spirit comes to you, it cannot touch. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that the blood of Jesus is like light. Do you know what I'm talking about? The blood of Jesus is like light. Shining in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the angel of death came, he didn't need to look. Because he could see the light. And because of the light, he ran away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a scripture in Leviticus 17, from verse 7 to 11, very powerful scripture.
It
says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm still telling you about the blood of Jesus. He says the life of the flesh is in the blood. I want to take you back to your village. In your village, when there is a serious matter, what do the people in your village, what do they do?
What do they do in your village when there is a serious matter? They bring blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must make blood covenant. Because they know that the life is in the blood. That is in your village. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your Bible is telling you that the life of God was in the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? No, you didn't hear that. Let me say it again. The scripture says that God was in Christ Jesus. That God came down in Christ Jesus. That God became a man. Do you understand that? God came down in human flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he went to the cross. It's a serious business. And on the cross, every blood, every drop of blood was drained. That blood was shed. Hallelujah. And when that blood touched the ground, the blood and the life of God spread all over the world. That's where he came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's how that blood came to Chiboga. That blood came to Chiboga. Hallelujah. And that blood is hovering around. That blood is all over. Hallelujah. When you open your heart, the blood comes in. Hallelujah. When you say Jesus coming to my heart, what you are saying, blood coming. And the blood is put on your heart. They put it on your mind. They put it on your emotions. They put it on your desires. They put it on your will. That blood covers you. Inside. Hallelujah. It covers you on the outside also. Hallelujah. So when the devil looks inside your family, everything is dark. But when he reaches you, hallelujah. What do you think happens when he looks and he gets to you? He runs away. Because he sees the light of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I say, the devil,
Satani,
has lost the battle. Hallelujah. Because you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In chapter 1, hallelujah. Verse 20, 21, and 22. Say that we are seated above all principality and power, and that we are the body of Christ, and that the principalities and power are under our feet. I want to tell you, the devil has a position. The devil is under your feet.
Stand everyone so we can use your faith.
And you are standing on them. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But one condition. You must be in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must have the blood on your hands. Because the Bible says that when I see the blood, I will pass over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I trying to tell you? That when you become born again, You have signed a blood covenant. I know many of you, you know what blood covenant is. From your village. You know what blood covenant is. Because you need the covenant on life and death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you become born again, you have signed a blood covenant with Jesus. Unto life. To pass from darkness into life. It is the blood of Jesus that brings you out of the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness has no more rule over your soul.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, the devil doesn't have any more control over you. The devil does not have any more power over you. Now, let me tell you something. The devil cannot kill you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say it after me. The devil cannot kill me. You are even afraid to say it. Okay, we'll say it again. The devil cannot kill me. You are still not convinced. So we'll come back again. Now I'm going to say it again. Now I'm going to shout it. The devil cannot kill me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why can't the devil kill you?
Let's say that he's a kuta.
Why?
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 It's by the blood of Jesus.
Because the blood is on my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the angel of death comes, when they put a curse in your village, when they send the curse of sorcery in your family, everybody who is in this family must die. When they are up to the age of so and so, if you have the blood of Jesus, it
passes
over you.
Hallelujah.
They say everybody in this family must be poor. You will not have children. You will not be married. Even when you are married, you will not be happy. That was before today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you receive your freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it means to be born again. That's what it means to come to Passover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in Egypt, the children of Israel were in bondage. And that's how many of you are in bondage. Hallelujah. But God sent Moses. And that's how he's sending Jesus to you today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And at the midnight. At midnight. Hallelujah. When the power of the devil was highest. Some of you are just. Yeah, the power of and the oppression of the devil is so much upon you that you are almost giving up. You have even turned back in your heart. You are just here, just for so that we can see your face. Hallelujah. And for the children of Israel, they were so tired. They were crying out to God. And many of you have been crying out to God. But
I
tell you something good. God heard their cry. Wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God heard their cry. And God told Moses, I have heard the cry of my people. I tell you, God has heard your cry. Hallelujah. I say, God, hallelujah. And because I have heard the cry, I have come to bring deliverance to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Bible says, that at midnight, the power of God came into Egypt. And that's how the power of God is coming to your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that every firstborn in the land of Egypt, every firstborn, the firstborn speaks of strength and authority. I know you know what I mean. Because you know what firstborn means. Hallelujah. The firstborn is a priest. And that is why you must not pay a dowry to the priest. That's why you as a Christian must not go before the priests in your family who are the firstborns. And submit to traditions. And submit your marriage. Or offer your children to them. Because you are giving your children to the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the church is not powerful. Because one leg you are worshiping God. But with all your heart you are worshiping the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From today we are going to repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will no longer worship the devil. We will not be part of their tradition. Do you know why? Because we belong to a new country. And in our country, we have our own culture. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
In the Bible, we have our own way of getting married. In the Bible, we have the way of our own way of burying those who are dead. In the Bible, we have the way of raising our own children. The Bible tells us how a man will marry his wife. Everything you need to know is inside your Bible. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be born again. That everything is changed. The Bible said that when you are born again, you are a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. Hallelujah. And that is why you must separate yourself. You must separate yourself. You must come out from their Christmas ceremony. Jesus was not born in December.
Yes, he was born in December.
And Jesus did not tell you to celebrate his birthday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must come out from your traditional festivals. And you must come on to the festival of Christ. Hallelujah. And the first festival is the festival of being born again. The festival of being in Passover. Hallelujah. And you celebrate it every day. Amen. We celebrate the birthday of Jesus every day. Hallelujah. Every day is a holy day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what God told Moses? He said, you must come out from your family. You find that in Genesis chapter 12.
It says Abraham.
Abraham, yes. Genesis chapter 12, write it down. God told Abraham, I want to make a covenant with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember we were talking about covenant. Blood covenant. Abraham made a blood covenant with God. Many of us were claiming the blessings of Abraham before, without making the covenant of Abraham. If you want the blessings of Abraham, you must make the covenant of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And God says that covenant is that you must come out from your family. You must separate yourself from your family. Because I'm giving you a new family. Hallelujah. He told you must separate from your tribe. And many of us sitting down here, our tribe is in our mind. Hallelujah. Everything that God is saying, He says, I'm ready to obey God. As long as it does not affect my tribe.
Hallelujah.
For many of us, the laws and the traditions of our tribe are stronger than the traditions of Christ. And that is why the devil has authority over you. Because you are keeping traditions. You still go to bow at the altar. You are still following the traditions. Hallelujah. The devil, the kingdom of darkness, is well organized. The devil has a prince that rules all over Uganda. Hallelujah. And the devil doesn't want you to be aware of this fact. When Daniel was praying, the children of Israel were in trouble. Daniel went to God in prayer. He said, oh God, why are we so much in trouble? Why are we in so much poverty? Why is there so much sickness? God said, there is a prince that rules over your nation. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you cannot enter into the house of a strong man and destroy his goods. You must first of all bind the strong man before you can destroy his goods. Many of you are afraid to bind them. So that means that many of you have not yet made that decision for Christ. So we are going to give you are going to have that opportunity today. You are going to come out here. Hallelujah. You have to decide. You have to decide on whose side you belong to. Are you for
Christ?
Or are you for the devil? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must decide. If you say, I will not decide today, I will decide then maybe tomorrow. It is a decision. You have rejected God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No decision is a decision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There can only be two decisions. Either you choose Christ now, or you choose the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if you say you will decide tomorrow, you have chosen the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am telling you that the devil has a spirit that rules over Chiboga. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many people know that? Okay, not many people are happy. I don't know about it. Today you have heard about it. There is a spirit that rules over Chiboga. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the reason why God has called you as a Christian is so that you can bind that spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today we are going to bind that spirit of Chiboga. See, you are afraid. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. He said he sent Jesus to destroy all the works of the devil. And we are going to bind the spirit of Chiboga. When you wake up in the morning, the first prayer you pray is what?
Is
to bind the spirit of Chiboga. Hallelujah. Before you sleep in the night, what prayer will you pray? You bind the spirit of Chiboga. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You bind that spirit and destroy his works. Hallelujah. When you are walking on the road, what will you be doing? You bind the spirit of Chiboga. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You bind that spirit over your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God called you. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. So pull down the strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. He said the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. If you are married, you even have more power. The Bible said that one will chase 1,000.
Bible two
will chase 10,000. Many of you who are married, you don't know why you are married. You think you are married to have children or to enjoy yourself? It's to bind the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God put you together to make you have more power. To bind the devil. Hallelujah. And that is why the devil wants you to always quarrel with your wife.
Yes,
so you say, hey, your wife, you don't love me.
You
say, you're not submitted to me. I'll go marry another wife. Foolish man. Oh, sorry, don't be annoyed. Foolish man. Hallelujah. The devil is confusing you. Tell your wife I love you. If you have your wife there, tell your wife.
I love you.
Where are the married people?
Oh,
yeah, tell your wife I love you. No. Hold on, say I love you. Oh yeah, go ahead. Tell your wife I love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil doesn't want you to love your wife.
He's
making you to be looking outside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you go back this night, tell your wife, I love you. And you help her to wash plate in the kitchen. Not only to eat. Amen. Amen. Not only to eat chapati. Not just to eat chapati. You wash the plate. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how you show you love your wife. You go to the kitchen and help her to cook. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is raising a new family that will be strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You bind the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the devil comes into your family, you bind the devil. Because you have the blood of Jesus. You have authority in Christ. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be born again. That you have a foundation in God. So God told Abraham, you must come out from your family. You must come out from your tribe. Hallelujah. One more. You come out from Uganda.
From Uganda.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
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 Silence.
Because you love Uganda.
Uganda.
But you are from heaven. You are from Zion. You are from Zion.
Zion.
Amen.
Amen.
How many people are from Zion? If you are from Zion, raise your hand.
Uganda.
Many people from Zion in this room. Okay, how many people are from Uganda? Hey, hallelujah. You are from Zion, but you live in Uganda. Hallelujah. You are from heaven. Your country has changed.
See Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You live in Uganda. You are born in Uganda. Your parents are from Uganda. But your father is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are a pilgrim, a stranger. And Paul says, set your affections on the things above. If you are risen with Christ, set your affections on the things above. Because that is where your life is from. Amen.
Amen.
So the scripture is saying that we are a special people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's what Paul said. Peter says we are. That you are from a special nation. You are now brothers with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have come into a new family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first experience for the believer is that you must be born again. You must receive the blood of Jesus in your soul. You must make a blood covenant with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But you see, that is not the end of the journey. Now, if
we
come back to this, drawing, see, Passover is just number one. Bible says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And unless a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. It is one thing to see the kingdom. It is another thing to enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And God wants you not just to see, but to enter
into it.
And to be a part of that kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is the destination. Hallelujah. And in a kingdom, there is the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kabaka is there.
Kabaka,
he is the king.
Yeah,
hallelujah. But I know a greater Kabaka. And that Kabaka is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There is a greater Kabaka. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God doesn't just want you to see the kingdom. He wants you to enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, he wants you to be a joint heir with Christ. He wants you to be ruling with Kabaka. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's take it again. Hallelujah. You have a kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to first of all see the kingdom. You have to enter into the kingdom. You have to go to the throne. Hallelujah. You go to the throne. Hallelujah. And you begin to become a joint heir. You begin to reign with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us, we are just happy to see the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means you are still a child. Hallelujah. Me, I want to not just to see, but to enter. Hallelujah. I'm not satisfied with just entering. I am going to the throne. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And I'm going to rule with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the inheritance we have in Christ. We have a powerful inheritance. And that's why it says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world? To be a joint heir with Christ is more than being the president of Uganda. Hallelujah. I thank God for the president of Uganda. The two of us are not standing at the same place. I am on higher level than
you.
I am the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what we're talking about? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you are a joint heir with Christ. And Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The president of Uganda is there for some years.
But the president of Uganda, yari umi akabibari.
Baby, when you become a son of God, you'll be there forever.
Amen.
After 1,000 years, you are just beginning. And that 1,000 years will come, you are just beginning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why you must hold it. You must hold your salvation. And you don't let anybody take your crown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ you have a crown.
Mo yes so ine ngure.
An authority.
Oh, no, please.
Over the devil. Hallelujah. Over the presence of darkness. Over sin, over the world. Hallelujah. There is nothing the world has to offer to you. What Jesus is giving you is better.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I pray that God will open your eyes to see the riches. The riches of your calling. The riches of your inheritance in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the power of God that is working for you. Hallelujah. That was the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. And that is the prayer we are praying for you today. That the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. That God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding might be opened. You know, when you are not born again, the eyes within your soul are all blind. But when the blood of Jesus comes in, God begins to open the eyes of
your eyes.
You begin to see God. You begin to be excited at God. Hallelujah. The life of God comes in. Hallelujah. And you begin to be excited. Hallelujah. You are strong in God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And the life of God begins to run through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are seeing the kingdom of God. And you are not just you are entering into that kingdom. And God is making you a partaker of that kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. Paul says something in 1 Corinthians. In chapter 3, verse 16. And in chapter 6, verse 16 also. And if you read from 16 downwards to the end in both chapters, Paul
will
say something to the brethren. He said, do you not know that you are the temple of the living God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a very powerful statement. How many of you know you are the temple of God? Oh, everybody. Hallelujah. Are you sure? I'm not sure, you know.
Hallelujah.
That you are the temple of the living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
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 That I am the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Amina. What does God do in His temple? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does God do in His temple? When you come to the temple of God, what would you see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What would you see in the temple of God? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When you go to the temple of God, you will see the fullness of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When you go to the temple of God, you will see God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me ask you a question. Are you the temple of God? The people in Chiboga, are they seeing God through you?
Avant
silent.
In your head, you are the temple of God. In your heart, you are the temple from Uganda.
Oh, Uganda.
What is in the head has not entered the heart. Hallelujah. Motema.
Omutima.
Pembe.
Pembe.
To your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you are the temple of
God.
God wants to touch the people in your family through
you.
God wants to touch your neighbor through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God came and lived amongst us. So that we will know how a son of God looks like.
Hallelujah.
The son of God came. And the Bible says that in Jesus Christ dwells the fullness of the Godhead.
Body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This building is not the temple of God. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This building and you, who is more holy?
Banange kizimbe kino nawe ani mutukuvu nnyo asinga mutukuvu.
Mze.
Mze.
Hey. Amen.
Amen.
You are more holy than this building.
Bwori mutukuvu nnyo kusinga kizimbe kino.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So keep this building holy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot join this body to idols. God wants to live in this body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to live in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Think about it. God wants to live in you. Some of us now, we are cooking chapati at home for our husband. But we are physically in church. Is that true? You are here with your body, but your mind is cooking chapati. See, you are laughing because you do not know that you are the temple of the
living.
Hallelujah. Many of us have not given our mind to God. Your mind is the dwelling place of God. And that's why we use our mind to think bad things. Because we do not know that our mind is the temple of God. And God cannot dwell in a place that is not clean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to bring your mind. Say, Jesus, I give you my mind. Many of us, our emotions, we use it to quarrel. We are keeping malice to some people. There are some people here, you don't like their face. There are some people in your family, you don't like their face. You don't want to forgive your uncle that took your father's land. Your uncle that cheated you and took away all the farmland from you. You took away all the cow from your family.
I will
not forgive you. That means you don't want to be the temple of God. Do you understand? If you don't forgive your uncle, God cannot come into your mind. He will not come into your emotions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants your mind.
Katunda egalibiro uzubiyo.
God wants your emotions.
Katunda egalo kwetunga kuvu.
God wants your desire.
Katunda egalo ku.
God wants your will.
Katunda egalo kusala.
Everything in you, God wants it.
Bulichone chini kunda shaga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God say you are the dwelling place of God.
God manti gwe katunda kwa mugui.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the old religion, when you are children, you think the most important thing is to come to church. Hallelujah. But I have news for you. You are church. Hallelujah. You are church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church is going to church.
Church again. Kanisa.
Hallelujah. Church takes place here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to bring the offering from your heart. It's not when you enter this building that you bring your offering. The way you relate with your friends and your brother and your wife is worship. So the Romans chapter 12 says, since you offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, God wants your mind to be an offering to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must bring yourself as the offering. Isaac asked his father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Isaac asked his father, okay, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? God had a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many of us, we are looking for lamb to sacrifice to God. God says, you are the lamb. Hallelujah. I am the lamb that you
offer.
God wants you to offer yourself to him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So he is calling us not just to be born again or to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, but he wants us to become the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our heart will become the Kabaka. Will become the throne. But before that can happen, we have to prepare our hearts. It has to be clean. It has to be sanctified. It has to be anointed with the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to stop at this point. I don't want to go further. I'm going to give us opportunities to ask questions. To make sure that we understand the foundations of what we have said. And when we understand that, we're going to move forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we're going to give an opportunity. I can feel that many of us need prayers. I can feel that many of us need to make a response to God. So we're going to take some time to pray so that those who feel God wants them to make a response can make a response. If you are not sure you're born again, that you have made that blood sacrifice, that blood covenant with Jesus Christ, you have an opportunity to do it today. Or if you have made it and you backslid, you went back. You went back to Egypt. You can come back to God again today. You have an opportunity to come back.
Any chance to come out.
And if you have not really consecrated your life to God, if you have not realized that you are the temple of God, you have that opportunity to do it. If you have been involved in idol worship or in witchcraft or sorcery, hallelujah,
Amen.
Your hand is not clean. Today, Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's bow our heads to pray. After the prayer, we will take the questions. So just bow, let's bow our heads to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just bow our heads and let us pray.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.